Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Why I Love Singlehood, a novel by Elisa Lorello and Sarah Gorell, performed by Suhaila El-Attar. 1. Valentine's Day. I love the smell of freshly baked anything. Bread, muffins, cookies, cake, especially cake. The smells of vanilla and yeast and butter and chocolate can be an aphrodisiac one day, a childhood memory the next, a promise of prosperity the day after that. Freshly baked anything is the smell of love. The scents of vanilla and hazelnut lassoed me in the parking lot and pulled me toward the open doors of my cafe, the grounds. Rather than use the back alley entrance, I passed through the main door and was greeted by Spencer, Tracy, Jan, and Dean, the originals, from their corner window table. As Spencer and Tracy resumed recapping last night's episode of The Office, I passed Minerva, buried under her anatomy books at the table directly across from them. She'd moved a vase of faux roses to the empty chair opposite her. On my way to the counter, I stopped to restick the handmade paper and lace doily hearts to the walls before moving on to the self-service bar and disposing of stray napkins, empty sugar packets, and used coffee stirrers. In the back corner, near the entrance to the seldom-used reading room, Kartok Kenny sat in his usual upright chair, sipping a mocha hazelnut latte and scribbling something in the margin of the book he was reading. He looked up long enough for me to make eye contact and wave to him, which he returned with a grin. "Happy Valentine's Day, Norman," I called as I circled around and behind the counter, grabbing an apron from a hook on the wall. "You're early," he called back from the kitchen.
"I missed you,"
I teased. "Good, you can start on the muffins." My afternoon shift underway, I immediately went to work on a batch of jumbo chocolate chip muffins while Norman took his break and the lunch rush slowed to a lull. Just as the muffins finished baking and I removed them from the oven, swollen, luscious, seductive, a college student and his girlfriend walked past the grounds' open door, arm in arm. I could see the moment they smelled it. His spine straightened, and she slowed to crane her neck in the direction of the doors. The girl stopped and pulled her young lover inside by his arm, her ponytail swishing back and forth. They held hands while I retrieved their order, hers a sweet iced tea, his a large black coffee that he nearly flooded.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?